United States. School of Stocks. Education that pays. More states in America are requiring schools to teach personal finance.
How is the stock market looking today? Asks Jennifer Varga, a teacher at Memorial Middle School in Willingboro, New Jersey, a suburb about 20 miles outside Philadelphia. She has projected a live visualization of S&P 500 companies sorted by market cap onto the board at the front of her classroom. It is a sea of mostly red boxes. A 14-year-old pupil quickly answers, "Trash!" She is not wrong. It was a rubbish morning for the index on June the 11th. Ms. Varga adjusts the picture to show the S&P's rise over the past month, then the past 6 months. The pupils nod approvingly at the sea of green boxes as Ms. Varga explains the virtues of investing long term. Personal finance courses that teach pupils best practices for managing their money are spreading across America, propelled by recent state laws requiring such instruction. Since 2020, 17 states have adopted mandates that make taking a financial literacy course a requirement for high school graduation, bringing the total up to 25. According to Tim Ranzetta, the co-founder of NextGen Personal Finance, an advocacy group, 53% of pupils are in a state that currently requires or has decided to soon require such a course to graduate. That figure will probably grow. New York State is considering a mandate, and California has a bill in the works, potentially driving up the percentage to about 70% of all American pupils. Pupils in these classes learn not only how to buy and sell shares, but how to save their earnings in order to have something to invest in the first place. Courses teach how to properly bank, budget, manage credit, and pay for college. They cover comparison shopping and the basics of how to plan and track daily expenses. "I save all my money and spend my parents' money," one future hedge fund manager said. Young people badly need these courses. According to the Programme for International Student Assessment, an international survey, only 10% of 15-year-olds in the OECD, a club of mostly rich countries, score highly on financial literacy assessments. Are personal finance courses the answer? For a long time, the research said no. Many studies, including a meta-analysis from 2014 that was cited over 2,500 times, claim that financial literacy courses were ineffective. The finding made intuitive sense. Many teenagers have yet to work or manage a household. But more recent findings have changed the picture. Research has gotten better, explains Carly Urban, an economics professor at Montana State University. The courses themselves have also improved. Studies that use the gold standard of investigation, a randomized controlled trial, have found that the courses are effective in improving financial knowledge and behavior. A meta-analysis of 76 randomized experiments in 33 countries found that people who take these courses learn the content, save more, and budget better. Other studies have found that pupils who take personal finance courses in high school borrow less money. If they do borrow for college, they choose low-cost options, and low-income borrowers exposed to personal finance coursework are more likely to pay down their balances and steer clear of exploitative high-interest payday loans. They are also less likely to have credit card debt, and they have higher credit scores and fewer defaults. Instruction at school is necessary because it is not always available at home. Everyone always says, "I wish someone taught me this when I was a kid," says Tony Thurmond, California's school superintendent. I hear that from people every time I talk about it. Naysayers worry about adding one more graduation requirement to California's long list, but Mr. Thurmond is willing to remove courses with less direct bearing on life skills. "When I was 20, it would have been nice to have this class," Ms. Varga says after the pupils she was educating about the S&P 500 have gone to lunch. She got into some financial trouble as a young adult before she learned the subjects she now teaches and improved her own money management. "I want them to be better than my generation."